discussed it in just about every way that it can be discussed, except for one aspect of giving that we'll do this morning. And I trust that in all these lessons that we take it in the manner in which God intended what to be taught. And that's not as a matter of trying to get money out of you for a collection, but to get your heart and his heart in tune with what he's done for us. We can be distracted from the intent of our giving by our attitude and our mindset. And I want to try to get into that a little bit. And I'm going to give you some scenarios. I think there's about three of them here. And I want to read them to you. There's four of them. Actually, five of them here. And see where you fit as I read these to you. Think about what they're saying here and see where you fit. And I'm guilty of fitting in just about every one of these categories. So I'm going to read them to you, and when we get to the end of them, we might discuss them a little bit. Selena. I was just talking there with a girl here named Selena. Here it comes. Every week it comes. I just can't do it this week. I'm not a bad person. I'm not a bad person if I just ignore this week. If I don't make eye contact, maybe no one will notice. Car transmission just cost me a 4-month pay, and I'm still paying for the hospital bills for my daughter's surgery last year. And things at work are not so dicey right now. I may not have a job next week. Maybe I could get up and go to the bathroom just before it gets here, and then no one will notice. Guy named Jared. I wonder what's for lunch. I haven't had Mexican in a while. I wonder if Shelley would mind if we go out of our way to that really nice good Mexican place across town. What? Oh, sorry, he whispers as he passed his plate and drops him a dollar bill without even looking. Ooh, well, maybe we can hit up that new place across from the mall. I hear they have great burgers. I could really go for a great burger right now. What time is it? The preacher hasn't even started yet. I hope it's not a long sermon. I'm really getting hungry. I should have eaten breakfast. I'll eat breakfast next week at IHOP. That sounds good. Huh? Look at that. George, I have been a member here for 36 years, and I haven't seen any real improvements in growth in the last 10. But the elders have raised the budget again this year. It's like flushing money down the toilet. If I don't get to see some changes around here, I'm going to do something different with this money. What are they doing with all the money they collect every week? Whatever they're paying the preacher is too much. I think I heard him repeat a sermon last week. He needs to preach a sermon lesson on giving. Sometimes I feel like I'm the only person giving what I'm supposed to. The elders wouldn't have to keep raising the budget if people would give what they should. There's some really ungrateful people in this congregation. Teresa. I'm glad none of these names match. This is Teresa. My mom doesn't give me much money for the plate anymore for the plate. I know that I should give her my own money, but how much? How often? Every week? Just when I get paid? Why should I give? My parents probably give enough to cover my part too. Oh well, I hope I don't have to work on Thursday night. I really want to go to the opening of that new movie. I need to tell Marcy what I heard about Greg. Teresa writes a text message to Marcy. She is sitting two people down from her without looking down at her phone. I really hope he's going to the movie. He's so cute. Alex. I wish I could give more, but I'm glad I had this to give. Ever since I became a Christian, I felt like I'm living on borrowed time. To come from such a dark place, I can't believe how blessed I am to have Christ in my life. Things are still hard. I wish there was more I could do. I need to add to my prayers. Ask God to give me means to give more. Pray that God will used, or see that that money to ease, see that the money is used to ease the suffering, feed the hungry, and bring more souls into the kingdom. I just wish I could give more. I'm too wasteful with more money. I need to redo my budget again. This time I need to think about what I can do with that. Surely there's another $40 or $50 I can spare per month. That's only about $10 a week. I'll pray about it. That's what I'll do. God has given me so much, I'm grateful that I had the chance to give to Him. That of course should reflect most in our attitude, but I'm guilty of going through just about all of these, doing the cycles in my life. And it gets down just to really thinking within ourselves. When it comes time to giving, what are some of the things that distracts us from giving cheerful? Is it the fact that we're giving up some of our income and we automatically thinking about what we're going to do without when we don't have that income? Is it otherworldly thoughts that come into mind that we don't think giving is important as other scriptures that direct us to do those things that God would be pleased with? Have we truly thought about our attitude when we give? As I said, I am guilty when the Lord's Supper is over, just reaching in my pocket and pulling out a check and putting it in there, thinking that I have purposed in my heart before then, and I wrote the check, so now it's just a matter of me pulling it out and sticking it in place, and that's all that it is. My mindset goes from a very close relationship with God in the Lord's Supper to something that's just attempted. I thought about it before and I was scared and I put it in my pocket. And then I'm just sitting there and my mind wanders while this collection plate is being passed through and again going in the communion with God and thinking of all the blessings He's given me and thinking that I'm able to return back to Him. Portion of what He's blessed me with. God is not only concerned with how much we give, He's actually more concerned about how we feel about our giving to Him. Giving is like a recipe. There are a lot of ingredients that go into giving. If you take one of them out of a recipe, then the recipe you don't get what you expect to get at the end of it. If you take out giving with the right attitude, just because you put money into a plate, then you've taken out an important ingredient that God has implied of us when we return to Him. If you leave out your willingness, your love for God, your right attitude, then the giving is all in vain. You pull out $20, $50, $100, and you put it into a place. If you didn't do the right attitude, it was in vain. It did not help you at all to God's eye as far as you obeying His scripture. Hold someone, if you would, turn to 1 Corinthians 13:3. I don't want to read that, if you would.
And though I give my body heart to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing.
Read that scripture. Well, I gave it so the church could see the poor. So I gave it so the church could go ahead and evangelize. I gave it so the church could do this function or that function, which was all God's will. If you didn't do it in love, it's vain. It means nothing to you. It means nothing to your spiritual life, relationship. The four aspects of giving that you must have to please God, like that recipe. What pleases God the most about our giving is not the amount, although the amount is based upon how the relationship, how you got to give. So the amount matters, it's not the most important amount. What pleases another aspect of giving is our commitment. Although God wants us to be committed within our heart to give to Him, He's not placing that as the number one goal of your giving. There's one more ingredient. Our ability. God expects us to give according to our ability. That's not the number one thing He wants from us. It doesn't threaten you if you don't have the ability to give. If you're not, if your relationship with God doesn't have to be. You know, an interesting lesson is your ability to achieve. I like to add one. You must turn my attitude to turn it to because if we don't change our attitude about how we feel, I mean, we must still be the love of the Lord, but we must have the attitude that we want to make sure that we love the Lord so much, too willing to give. And I had to learn to do that. All of these things that you said, and that's the way I was when I was 13 and 15. And I didn't understand how important it was to give as God is prospering. And but as I got older and as I learned, and Michael and my colleague, when you said when you learn better, do better. And I had to learn. I have no problem. As a matter of fact, I look forward to it. Some people might be in here and say, well, I haven't gotten there yet. Well, that's how I keep living. Hopefully you get there. Because God gave us even a blessing this week. Everyone expected. And we can use that to help the group run something that we need. But when you give, God is going to take care of it. I just know from experience with God, you know, what He's going to do. And I don't have the best to believe. We have a promise from Him. He's going to bless us. We do as He asks us to. In all areas, but in the giving area, but He's going to bless us and turn unto us much more than we've ever given back to Him. Then beyond ability, you get to the last one, and this is, I think, the one that God put the most emphasis on. As Ray was saying, is our attitude, which includes love when we give. God loves a desire within us to give. He loves for us to have a desire to give back. In doing that, then we recognize that He has truly blessed us out of love. Why else would God bless us with His love? We know through Scripture just how much He is willing to give the only Son to Him. That's what Jesus right there. So he wants our desire to be there. And if the desire or love for him is not there, then there is all these other good things. If you commit every week to do this, it could be in vain. You can give this amount every week. And the amount might be a good percentage of what your income is. So that you not reconciled in your heart that you're returning his love that he's given you. Give us.
And Terry, you know, this goes back to something we talked about Wednesday evening in our devotional time. I read a passage from 1 Peter, where chapter 4, where Peter says, "Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin." And we talked about just the idea of how our attitude about whatever it is we're doing is what determines the failure or success of whatever we're doing. And that's true about our giving also. Our attitude about giving, as you mentioned, it doesn't matter how much or how little you give. If your attitude isn't right, then you're not going to be successful in your giving to God. But if your attitude is right, then you will be successful. So attitude is everything in determining the ultimate outcome of our giving to God. So we really, you know, we can't underestimate how important our attitude really is. And again, one of the things that I mentioned in that is we talk about attitude, and attitude determines our altitude. You know, where are we going to be? If our attitude is not right, then we're not going to be successful.
Plus, we know that God demands that our attitude be right. We know that He demands for Him to accept anything we give Him. How do we comprehend that God can change the demand, His demands, change the attitude? How can comprehend if you love him so much? Well, he demands it. I say, well, I'm in his car. I feel the way I feel. You know? I'm just, that's just who I am. How can God change that? Getting to the point, you got to get self out of it. You got to get this new person out of it. I'm doing what I think I should do, and I'm doing all I can do, and I don't want anybody to tell me what to do. You keep making me love my brother over there. It's all me. It's all me blocking that. We've got to comprehend fully the depth of God's love if we're going to love Him back. We say we aren't there yet, then you are not comprehending fully how God loves you, unless you love you. What he did for you, where you are right now, as opposed to where you were in the past. You're not taking stock. Too often we don't take stock of where we were. Love your enemies. Well, that's what he commanded you. Love your enemies. Well, how in the world can I love my enemies when I've got all these feelings in it? Well, you get these feelings out of it. You get self out of the way. Get your life.
I think also it's a matter of understanding and accepting, as we've talked about before, that God always has our best interest in mind. So tells us to do these things that we don't necessarily want to do or we don't understand why, that we recognize that it is for our best interest. It's what is best for us. And when we fight that, then we're not allowing God to you know, give us what is best for us. It's you know, it's difficult to forgive someone that has really hurt us, but the reason God commands us to do that is because he knows that's what's best for us to do. We're free when we forgive someone. And if we withhold forgiveness, then we're held captive to whatever they've done. And so we go back and recognize and understand that the things that God tells us to do, just like our giving, the reason he tells us to give is because he knows that's what's best for us, to have that kind of an attitude and that kind of a heart. A selfish heart is not good for us, not healthy, physically or spiritually.
Right.
And so God tells us to do that. He tells us to give because it's in our best interest.
Like you said, all these things, you missed just one. But we're all going, we're all working on the same thing. And the most important part about being in that attitude is kind of like this, that you said, you know, you did everything. You wanted to accept the law. And you can face the human life. So you can face the difference.
Denise, you're right, because you can, a lot of people have taken on projects such as a widowed lady or a very ill lady or someone that they take personal, I'm gonna go over there and take them food, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And if they do that, it's a long motive. In other words, hey, come on, you got to go over there and take this. I don't want to waste my time today, I don't have time to do it. If they do that with the wrong brother, he'll find down one thing for them in our job. Or their relationship. We need those things done. And it's great that somebody can do it. But if you don't do it out of love, then you've not done anything to enhance you.
I think sometimes
we
take that one sacrifice and it's kind of hurt.
Yeah, that's right.
And it doesn't. I mean, I sacrifice my time a lot of times for my kids. It doesn't hurt at all. I want to do this, but it doesn't mean I have to balance things either. But I think we need to take that negative attitude about sacrifice out of that. That because you're sacrificing something doesn't mean that it has to hurt in here.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we struggle with getting is the deeper problems, because the deeper problems that relationship will have to become. Because if we're affecting our giving, it's also probably affecting our prayer life. It's affecting our study. Because if we have a better relationship with God, we go to God in prayer and talk. We go to His Word, study His Word, to develop that relationship, we don't have a giving problem. So I think the overall giving, not only the things, just the giving part of our heart, but it's the relationship. Because if you have that relationship, like you talked about for a kid, it's easy to give.
Amen to that. You know, what you do matters. And doing things the right way matters. But doing things in the right way ultimately is not enough. One ingredient is missing. It's the motivation behind what we do. It's what motivates you to do that. If you're taking care of a sick person or ministering to the this person, if your motive is to just so that you feel good, or you get rid of the guilt that you part of it, or you find and impress other people about how good you are, then all the good that you do doesn't matter. It's taking away the love part of it, the relationship that we want you to have with this guilt.
Good to do this thing, I think, important. And I feel it's important to me in a way. And Pete ran out of this point also, was confused with, what did he say about this sacrifice part? Sometimes it does take, and sometimes, I guess we need to feel that sometimes it does cost you, not so much financially, but that what you're talking about, what you need to do of yourself. Because when, like, for example, you were going to see a person sick or set in, you'd rather be doing something else, or you plan to do something else, or, and it came up, you know, somebody may ask, can you do something else for me? Can you take this and go to this? You already had other plans, and you have to make a sacrifice. If there wasn't time, I can't do it right now, knowing that you want to do it first for yourself, self-gratification. But you need to make a sacrifice to be somebody else. God called on you now to be coming to the place. Or you're going to make excuses. You know, sometimes I know I have struggled with that, and I feel stuck with it sometimes. I don't want to, but I know I need to.
And that goes right back to when he commands us to love our enemies. But if you do it or not, if you sacrifice and do good to them, heap praises on them, like what told them that. It's going out of your way to make sure that you're not at fault. I mean, it's not your fault. And you forgive him for whatever fault he is. Then it will start coming naturally to you. Then when someone asks you to step out of your way, then the sacrifice becomes, as far as taking away your time or your money, becomes less and less important to you.
Yeah.
We'll get in the room back here. We don't have anybody to lead a prayer. The person not here. Does anybody want to lead a prayer? Yes, I'll do it. May not be prepared to do it at that time. May not have been expecting to do it at that time. Yes, I'll do it. What do you want me to do? What have you got for me to do? You got some help for me. And that's a tremendous sacrifice, but it's willing to jump in without hesitating. Say, yes, I will.
Right.
Will you do this? Yes, I will. Several reasons to give cheerfully, not from the commandment part, but from scriptural reasons. Someone go to Acts 20:35. If you would read that for me. These are reasons to give cheerfully, man. Not just to give. We know we should, but to give cheerfully. To be cheerful about it. To help you understand why you should be careful when you get. Someone read that Acts 20:35 for you. Who in this classroom would be more excited about getting more blessings? I mean, we know we're blessed now. Some of us are beyond anything we could have expected in life anyway. But here's the promise. I'm going to give you more blessings if you give. That's a non-brainer, you know. It's a no-brainer. You'll be more blessed if you give. It shows God how much we love Him. And should not take our gifts to our Heavenly Father. taken back to him in the same way. You know, it's like someone compared it like a little child picking up a dandelion and just so excited with this little flower and thing, runs up and gives it to his mom. Because he loves his mom. It was a dandelion. It was insignificant to her and to the world, but to him it was a little precious flower. He's going to say, when God wants you to speak your gifts to him like that, like you're excited.
Right.
You love him so much that you're just excited. Whatever you give, I'm not going back in there now, just whatever you give him, he just wants you to be excited that you can return your gifts back to him in that way. Remember the Macedonians, they implored Paul if they could, if he would let them give, even out of their poverty. They implored Paul, let me give you more. And he recognized, well, you poor people, I would still want to give to you, Paul. They had it within their heart that they want to give. Someone go to 2 Corinthians 8. I want to read verses 3 through 5. 2 Corinthians 8, verses 3 through 5. Sacrifice. Then I want someone to turn to Malachi 3:10. These are reasons that you should give cheerfully. Not just that you should give, but that you should give cheerfully. You think about this, man. And I know it's from a, I don't want to say a selfish viewpoint, but it's from a God promised viewpoint. If you think about this scripture right here, now you got to develop a good attitude for giving. Someone read that Malachi 3:10. One of the final reasons that we should give cheerfully is that although we don't see the results of our contribution, all the results, we see a lot of them. But there are people in the missionary field that you'll never know because they're preaching and teaching God's word because a church or some individual has given them the resources to go over there. You'll never know how many converts, how many souls have been won to Christ because of some person's giving. And that ought to cheer your heart up. You'll never know if any literature has been printed. We've done a lot of literature here and in other churches, we've done a lot of literature. And these tracts are placed around when someone gives them to somebody. The instant reaction might not be there. But that tract pray on someone's mind enough that they would start thinking about the Lord and then responding to the information from the child. Effects of a sermon. Yeah, this is coming going here all the time. But we all are here. Contributions go to pay for the sermons, the ministers, the preachers, the sermons. You and I may not see all of it. We will see some of them, but we may not see all of it. Something that's financed or paid for by the contribution of the Lord. And we ought to consider how wonderful it is that God has let us be a part of what He's doing in this world, great souls in the Christ into His his kingdom. That'll give us well foundation for our being happy and cheerful about what we do for the Lord the way of Montez. And I think we've discussed this. The question I had is, can you give in the right way if you have the wrong attitude? Remember that. Because the consequences of that is that it's all in vain with God's presence. It'll be all in vain. Everything that you think you sacrifice for, you've given up. And in some cases, you have sacrificed. And any time, we give a lot of time or a lot of money or energy to a project, there's a sacrifice of some sort there. But if that sacrifice is done with the wrong attitude, it's all in vain. It's unacceptable. Over that, you have to pray over that, you have to think about that. Too often we think about, I don't write a check, you know, and then when it comes by, I'll just put that in my sticky good man. And I am guilty of it. Once the Lord's Supper is over, I feel like I've had a deep communion with Him, that this becomes a lesser thing. And I've compromised that in my heart by saying, well, I did admit that in my heart. And I did write a check. So then it's just a matter of I further thinking, and God can be blessed. I'm so grateful that I can return some of that to you. And if my prayers have been used to further your kingdom. Anybody else got anything? You're right.
Just to satisfy everybody's curiosity and the spirit of giving, the gentleman that was here is from the smallest funeral home. They go around at this time of the year and they give gifts to ministers that have done funerals that year, their funeral services. So he brought a can of peanuts. That's what he was here for, was to drop that off. He's going around. And so those are on my desk.
No, in the spirit of giving, we want you to bring it and give it to us. We don't want to have to go take it. How about that?
I want to make it quick, but I don't know what time to do, but I actually was poor. I can't be good at it, but we don't have to stop up and be good at all as much as it's not. And everything else I got to do, I need that. Make sure what I'm about to stay with to make sure that our money that is properly used. So that everything else comes under this law, we can get through. And we've got to have, we've got to think that way. We've got to have that mindset that doesn't.
Thank you, guys.
By the way, Jerry, I already seconded.